What is it? What is it that you think that you desire? Is it more the knowledge and more things that you don't know? What is it that you think that you desire to have? Know this, that I've placed within each of you that know me, that have been born of me, to get to know me, saith the Spirit of grace. So that compass, that desire that is innate inside of you, that's crying out, Abba, Father, know this, that there'll be nothing which is now or which is to come that can be satisfied by this except the place of presence, saith the Spirit of grace. So contend for this. Contend for it. Fight the good warfare of faith. Get past flesh, mundane feelings, and even times corporately where you must press in. For know this, that your answers, the lightning of your soul, the lightning up, that is the anointing that breaks the yoke and brings the atmosphere to your entire life, is dependent upon this one thing. Will you receive presence, saith the Spirit of grace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh yes, we will, Father. Oh yes, we will. That in the soul of the natural mind works like this. If we could do this, then that may happen. What if that song was played at this moment in time? Maybe it would electrify the senses and bring forth some operation of the Spirit. But know this, that what you're looking for is not an arrangement that can be orchestrated by anything in your knowledge, saith the Spirit of grace. For this is your best bet, maybe is a good word, best way to receive. Know this, that when you come into my presence, open up to Spirit and to truth. And know this, that if I can come through your Spirit in worship, then I can bring forth the operation that is necessary for all things to come to pass, saith the Spirit of grace. Hallelujah. It's easy to blame things by not things being what seems to be in order. But all know this, in the days ahead, lightened will be your load. You'll find my grace will be sufficient and my anointing breaks the yoke. And what seemed to be something that needed to be contended for now, you'll find it not even a question in the future, saith the Spirit of grace. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. He's prophesying about atmosphere. I think we're well on our way to getting a good dose of it. Hallelujah. If you don't stop praying, and I pray that you're praying for me and I'll pray for you. Sponsor me. If you see me walking across the field with a jug of water, that doesn't mean I'm fasting. Sometimes it might be. Sometimes you'll drive up. I don't mean to be mean. I'm just like an old mule. I just have my head down. I'm not depressed. I just don't want to get sidetracked. See, I know there's a window, and he's wanting to get it over to us. But I could go out there, and I could knock on 1,000 doors. I could crawl across glass. My knees be bleeding. I could hold a Bible study every night. I could do every kind of conceivable work possible and still bypass His grace. It's by grace. And the only way that I know, and the only way that the apostles knew, and I'm not qualifying myself as one, but I can tell you this, whatever I am, I know this. I know it comes one way, spirit to spirit. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So let's just keep praying. Let's just keep magnifying Him. Because we're going to walk in here one day, and you're going to finally see each other in the light in which you exist. Hallelujah. Right now, there's pretty much a shroud around most of us. I'm looking at you, you're looking at me, and we don't see each other yet in the light in which He sees us. But I can tell you this, based on some of the efforts the enemy's made in the past, the enemy must see us as something to be contended with. But I can tell you this, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are this, mighty through God, to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down. What's a stronghold? Well, He defines it. The weapons of your warfare are not carnal. Meaning, if you try, let's sit down and debate this out. You're just going to walk away mad. Well, I'm going to lay in bed and figure it out. You're just going to lose sleep. They're not carnal. What you need to know is this. The third person of the Godhead, the Holy Spirit, has given you, if you will receive it, a prayer language that you can just, by your own volition, just exhaust yourself. Totally. You're the steward of it. When your faith goes inward and you don't even say, but you know you want to, when you want to pray in tongues, you begin to exercise that beautiful language. This is what He said when you receive the Holy Spirit, the gift of the Holy Spirit. He comes. When they said to those that came down, and Philip was in Samaria, and John came down, and Peter, and they said, okay, wow, Philip, you're doing a good work here. Paraphrasing. How many have been baptized with the Holy Spirit? They have said, well, as of yet, none. Because what they were used to from the day of Pentecost was they had just, you know those recordings in the book of Pentecost. He fell initially and baptized them, cloven tongues, fire, 120. And then even after that, the kind of outpourings were like, you know, when they got back from their generous beating that they got from the priest, they came in there and reported what things had been done. They began to rejoice and whoosh, the Holy Spirit filled the place and baptized them. Baptized that whole bunch. And so they were used to the Holy Spirit falling out of heaven when the apostles showed up. And so Philip was just preaching to them. And he was just getting them baptized, just saved. And they said, well, we didn't, as of yet, none of us have yet been filled. But we've been saved. We've been saved according to the baptism of John. We know this, that Jesus is the Messiah, and we've received that from Philip. And then Peter and John said, okay. And then the Holy Spirit fell, got them baptized. They began to speak with other tongues. Now, they said, as of yet, we've not. We've received the baptism of John, which was basically salvation. But they had not yet been filled with the Spirit. But once they got filled, Paul went on to write tremendous books of the Bible. And let us know this. The third person of the Godhead is for one major purpose. One is to comfort you. Two is to lead and guide you into all truth. And one of the ways that He does that is that He's given you a prayer language. Hallelujah. At your own volition, you can sit back and say, okay, Holy Spirit, He who prays in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men. I'm not speaking to myself. I'm not speaking to Matt. Well, who am I speaking to? I'm speaking to God, howbeit in the Spirit, out of His Spirit, He speaketh mysteries. Hallelujah. Now, we know this as He goes on in that same chapter, 1 Corinthians 14. He said, He who prays in an unknown tongue edifies himself. It's an edifice. This is an edifice. It's a building. Whatever we decor it with is up to us. We put Jesus as Lord here. We put carpet on the floor. We make some kind of effort to make a comfortable seating for you. That's something in the area of building something up. But listen, when the Holy Spirit steps in as your mediator, He begins to pray for you. And what are we praying for? Primarily, everything He is to us, Christ, in us, and through us. Everything that this Word says. So you can exhaust yourself knowing this, that the last hour that I spent praying in other tongues was on this line. It was building me up past my weaknesses and making me a candidate for revival and outpouring. Hallelujah. So what are we going to do? We're going to sit tomorrow, next Thursday, next Friday, the week after and the week after that, and keep building ourselves up. As Jude said, verse 20, he said, building yourself up, brethren, on your most holy faith. He said there was a faith, but then he said there was a most holy faith. There was something that got supercharged, meaning you got in a place where, okay, well, I can believe this. Oh, yeah. Do you see it? Yeah, yeah. Let's have a cup of coffee. Do you see that in the Word? Yeah, yeah. I believe it. Do you have faith? Yeah, because the Word says so. Wow. Well, just you can't do much more than that. Oh, wait a minute. He said, building up your most holy faith. How? Is there a steroid to put to this? Yeah. Praying in the Holy Ghost. Praying in the Holy Ghost. I could open up my spirit and He begins to take the Word, that place of inoculation inside of me, and lift up unto the Father some kind of perfect prayer, bringing me into just a oneness. I mean, no separation point where my mind and heart was totally surrendered. And I got built up. And so whatever faith I was standing in, what I was standing in yesterday saying, my son or daughter's coming out of drugs, that was one level of faith because I saw it in the Word of God. And I said, okay, I see it. And I say that the Word of God says that I can have what I say. And I say, my son or daughter, they're coming off of this. I speak it in the name of Jesus. I speak it in the name of Jesus. And you know, faith does come by hearing. And hearing by the Word of God. So whether I'm reading it and hearing my own mind say it, something is building up. But wait a minute. Is there another vitamin C to add to it? Is there something else that I can add to my faith? He said, building up your most holy faith. Praying in the Holy Ghost. If it was just that you'd just pray and that was in the Holy Ghost, then He would not have specified that there was something that you could do. Praying inside of the Holy Ghost. Building up your most holy faith. And then the next part, the next verse, is the key to it all. 1 Corinthians 13. What never fails. What never fails? He said there's faith, hope, and love. There's mountain-moving faith where all kind of power works. There's hope where the gospel entrepreneur provides everything for a city and you can feed the poor. But then he said there is love And He said, now abideth these three, but the greatest of these is love. Hallelujah. Because when you are walking in love, I can guarantee you one thing. Everything else is accessible to you. Hallelujah. It's accessible to you. So building up, verse 20, your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Next verse, keeping yourself in the love of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My secretette. Well, Pastor, I don't fast much, and I don't do this much. Okay. You'll get to that eventually. For God's sake, do a couple things. Read the Word and pray in tongues. It'll revert you over to a place where it builds up your faith, and it'll keep you in the love of God, even when your old fleshly flesh gets to the place where it wants to run and get out of the love of God. It'll keep you in, meaning it'll corral you in. It'll always bring you back. Praying in the Holy Ghost will somehow bring you back to a place. It'll not only build your faith up, but the faith it's talking about is the faith that brings you into a place of total submission to the agape of God. Hallelujah. Then, we're just a one molecule change away from that love that creates arms and legs. Hallelujah. Yes. Glory to God. Hallelujah. A precursor in the natural. It's not a steroid. They just take one branch chain out of it. And it's not a steroid because they just took one little molecule out of it. Right now, we're just a couple of little changes away from the blind seeing and the lame walking and the deaf hearing. And we're not going to... You're going to earn it? No. How could we earn it? How could we earn it? What could we do? But I do know this, that if we don't stop praying, we don't stop worshiping, He can come and give His standing to us. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We're going to build ourselves up on our most holy faith. Keep praying in other tongues. And He's going to deliver us over to the love of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I can tell you what that love does. It'll look at somebody. It'll make you go there. It'll make you go there. See, necessity is the mother of invention, they say. They said most all inventions were brought about by necessity. Somebody just think, we got to figure this out because we got to have it. It's somebody's got to figure this out. And so science, I mean, from the beginning of time, necessity was the mother of invention. They just had to, something had to be figured out. We can't keep dragging this log. Let's make something to make it go down the road a little bit quicker. Okay. The square doesn't work. What if we knock the edges off of it? Oh, yeah, that goes a little quicker, doesn't it? It drags a lot easier. Wow, what are we going to call it? The wheel? I don't know. At some point, listen, compassion, it's the mother. It's the mother. That agape compassion is the mother of the necessity that you've got to go there. You got to go there. You can't let them sit in front of you. You can't lay down, go to the mall, shop. That's fine. Eat your big old steak. That's fine too. Take your vacation. That's fine too. That's good too. That compassion won't come and grab a hold of you and say, you may not know how to get there. And it may not even feel like you're a candidate for it. But if you'll keep praying in tongues, something won't leave you alone. It won't leave you alone. And if it won't leave you alone, it'll also show us how to get there. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. My life is not my own. I've been bought with a price. And I believe a lot of you feel the same way. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We exalt you, Jesus. We exalt you, Jesus. Buddy Frank is coming in, not this Sunday, but next. There's a testimony of revival. Hallelujah. God could take a hit man. Some of you are thinking He won't even forgive you for certain things that you did last week. Frank, He doesn't glory in this. This is before he was saved. There's people gone from this world because of the life he lived. God forgive. And let's just walk in the new nature. My God, if we've come out of all that, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. In fact, for you to lay and start thinking about, I don't know if I can be a revivalist because I did that 10 years ago. It's actually, God doesn't look at it as humility. He looks at it, really, if you don't leave it alone, it becomes the greatest form of pride. Because His blood covered all that. The moment that you got born again, His blood covered it. Hallelujah. So what can I go on to be? Am I limited by my past? No. Hallelujah. Just worship God. Hallelujah. I exalt you, Jesus. I exalt you, Jesus. It's all through His grace. What accesses that grace is anything that you can turn over to Him in time of presence. And maybe I'm alone in this, but I, even with a determination and all the time, see if anybody gets, I got to watch it because I'll get to heaven. I'll receive this anything anyway. We will. God in us, not us. But I've been given all of the everything necessary. Even with everything necessary, time and everything, believe me, there's a list 10 miles long that your flesh and the enemy will try to keep you out of. Sometimes we'll hear these prophetic exhortations like this and say, I know. Okay, wonderful, wonderful, praying in tongues. Amen and glory to God. And I like that, Pastor, and I agree with that. How much? How many? No condemnation, please. Your backside, where you could discipline yourself in a private place, that's a question between you and God. But that's the only reason why I ask it, or let Him ask it, is how easy it is to even know a message like continual prayer and what it'll benefit you. And still be beat out of it. That's why it has to be by grace, doesn't it? He's got to provide the time and the ability to get past that. And then for us to sit there and get it done. Hallelujah. Praise God. But I believe He's going to do that. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I'll do this today and then tomorrow Saturday. Oh, man. Just, oh, God, help us, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Really, that's the only thing. Is if we can stay in prayer and keep going there, the devil is, he won't be able to keep this thing from happening down here. Hallelujah.